And just a final thought about it, because then later into the 80s, the programme did an absolutely major piece about Bruce Springsteen around the time of the Born in the USA album release. I mean, I think it was an hour and a half special or something, you know, mega like that.
Right.
So that whole moment with Bruce Springsteen and the size of what it all became, what are your thoughts and memories about that?
Well, Bruce and I were in an audition night together for Bill Graham in 1970. He had a band called Steel Mill. I had my band Grin. I was in Washington, D.C., just 4 hours south of New Jersey. So I was aware of Bruce in the late 60s and followed him, admired him. I used to buy tickets and go see him play in the 70s and really loved the E Street Band. It was kind of a strange, fortuitous turn of events. In 84, Steve Van Zandt, who's a great solo artist, never did his own music. And he, I think to their horror as childhood friends or mates, they realized that the gig with Bruce is not a part-time gig. And Stephen, it was time for him to do his own thing. And shockingly, 4 weeks before opening night of the Born USA tour, Stephen left the band. Or at least Bruce acknowledged it. And whatever else went on, he called me and asked me to come up and jam with the band. And I'd been up months earlier listening to the Born USA album at Bruce's house. I was kind of down in the dumps. I couldn't get a record deal for the first time in my career. People were calling me a dinosaur. This was in the early 80s. Like, Nils, you've been around forever. You're a great man, but you never had any hit records. You always lose money for the companies. You're a dinosaur. Get out. And Bruce could tell on the phone I was feeling a little blue, so he invited me up. We went around and jammed in bars, which we loved to do. And I spent a few days at his house. We were both bachelors at the time. And we played the Born in the USA album constantly. And I was like, wow, what a great record. Mm. Obviously, Dancing in the Dark's a hit single. And this was 4 or 5 months before he even knew he needed a guitar player. So fast forward, I get the job, not nearly enough time to prepare, and we hit the road. And in 79, I'd done a stadium tour with The Who, AC/DC, back when Bon Scott was singing, and The Stranglers. We went all over Europe and picked up local acts, but that was the core. So I'd had a lot of experience with stadiums in 79. And then in 83, Neil Young, we did a Trans album, and we toured Europe in stadiums. So I'd been in quite a few stadiums, and Bruce always said, I'm never playing stadiums. It's just too big. And he would never in his life was stuck with the problem. I remember the debate during the Born USA tour. We were playing sports arenas, which are quite large, you know, the Wembley arenas and such. And it was like, there's so many people that want tickets, they're starting to get angry. The fans, new fans, millions of new fans, like, why can't I buy a ticket? And they didn't care why he didn't want to play for them. And finally, Bruce and his management decided, let's move into stadiums. And, you know, Bruce asked me about it.